Welcome to Strange Fog News, your source for all the peculiar occurrences happening in the quaint town of Fog, Texas. In this captivating report, we dive into the extraordinary events, eccentric characters, and unexplainable phenomena that make Fog a place like no other. Get ready to unravel the mysteries and embrace the strangeness that envelops this charming community. Stay tuned as we peel back the layers of normalcy to reveal the captivating secrets that lie beneath the surface of Fog, Texas. Fog, Texas mourns the loss of one of its beloved residents, Emily Thompson, who tragically passed away on June 25, 2023. Emily's life was cut short due to unforeseen circumstances during an exorcism attempt that went terribly wrong while she was believed to be under the grip of a powerful possession. Born on February 12, 1980, in Fog, Emily was a vibrant and kind-hearted soul who touched the lives of those around her. She grew up in this tight-knit community, where she formed lasting bonds and fostered a spirit of compassion and understanding. Emily was known for her infectious laughter, her unwavering support for her friends and family, and her deep love for animals. Emily's passion for the paranormal and her fascination with spiritual mysteries led her down a path of exploration and study. She dedicated herself to understanding the realms beyond our own, often seeking out alternative beliefs and practices. Unfortunately, it was during one such attempt to find answers that tragedy struck, leaving a void in the hearts of all who knew her. Her passing serves as a poignant reminder of the complexities of life and the dangers that can accompany the pursuit of the unknown. As a community, we extend our deepest sympathies to Emily's family and friends, who are left to grieve the loss of a vibrant and cherished individual. Emily Thompson's memory will forever live on in the hearts of those she touched. Her adventurous spirit, curiosity, and unwavering love will be remembered as her legacy. May she find eternal peace, free from the turmoil that accompanied her in her final moments. A private memorial service will be held to honor Emily's life and mourn her untimely departure. In lieu of flowers, the family kindly requests that donations be made to the Fog Animal Rescue Center in Emily's name, reflecting her deep affection for our furry companions. Rest in peace, dear Emily, as you embark on a new journey beyond this realm. Your spirit will forever reside in the cherished memories of your loved ones and the community you called home. The annual Fog, Texas Chili Cook-Off witnessed an out-of-this-world experience yesterday when a group of friendly aliens paid an unexpected visit to the Chili Haven. Witnesses claim the extraterrestrials descended from the skies in a shiny, flying saucer and landed right in the midst of the simmering pots of spicy goodness. The small town's residents, usually focused on perfecting their secret chili recipes, were left dumbfounded as they watched the aliens emerge from their spacecraft wearing aprons and chef hats. It turns out these interstellar visitors, hailing from the planet Zestran, have been observing Earth from afar and developed an insatiable curiosity for human culinary delights. As the aroma of simmering chili wafted through the air, the aliens wasted no time in joining the competition. Their advanced taste buds and unique blend of spices left both the judges and participants astounded. One eyewitness exclaimed, "Their chili was truly out of this world. It had a tangy kick with a hint of stardust, and the texture was smoother than moon rocks." The Zestronians' presence brought a fresh wave of excitement to the usually serene chili cook-off. Spectators snapped photos and filmed videos of the cosmic chefs passionately stirring their pots with what appeared to be whisk-like utensils made of light energy. Some even dared to taste the extraterrestrial delicacies and reported experiencing a flavor explosion that transported them to another dimension. The contest quickly turned into a friendly showdown between Earth's most skilled chili masters and the adventurous aliens. It was a battle of epic proportions, with humans showcasing their traditional recipes passed down through generations, and the Zestronians infusing their cosmic knowledge and unconventional ingredients. As the day progressed, laughter echoed throughout Fog, mixing with the aroma of simmering spices. The atmosphere was electric, and the excitement reached such heights that even the local cows stopped grazing to witness the spectacle. Despite their otherworldly talents, the aliens gracefully accepted their runner-up status, humbly admitting that Earth's chili connoisseurs had honed their craft for centuries. They even exchanged secret recipes with the Earthlings, promising to spice up their own celestial cuisine with newfound inspiration. In a touching gesture, Fogg's mayor awarded the Zestronians with honorary chili ambassador titles and presented them with a lifetime supply of Texas hot sauce. The aliens graciously accepted, promising to return home and spread the chili gospel throughout the galaxy. As the day came to a close, the extraterrestrials bid farewell to the Fogg community, leaving behind a trail of stardust and fond memories. The annual chili cook-off will forever be marked as the day when the universe's love for spicy dishes united two worlds in a cosmic culinary adventure. So, if you ever find yourself gazing up at the stars and pondering the mysteries of the universe, remember that somewhere out there, aliens might just be spicing up their lives with a bowl of Texas chili. The quiet town of Fogg has recently been gripped by a wave of fear and unease following reported sightings of the notorious Black-Eyed Children. These eerie encounters have left residents on edge, questioning the origins and intentions of these enigmatic figures. Described as young individuals with unusually pale skin and entirely black eyes, these Black-Eyed Children are said to appear unexpectedly, often requesting assistance or entry into homes and vehicles. Witnesses have reported feeling an overwhelming sense of dread and an unexplained urge to comply with their demands. The unsettling phenomenon began just over 2 weeks ago when several locals claimed to have encountered these peculiar children near the outskirts of town. While the exact number of sightings remains uncertain, Fogg's tight-knit community has been abuzz with chilling tales and whispered speculations. "I was returning home from work late one night when I saw them," recounted Sarah Sayer, a Fogg resident who claims to have come face to face with the Black-Eyed Children. "Their eyes were pitch black, and I felt this intense fear wash over me. It was like nothing I've ever experienced before." Concerned citizens have contacted the local authorities, prompting an investigation into the matter. However, the Fogg Police Department has been unable to provide any concrete explanations or evidence thus far. "We take these reports seriously and are actively looking into the matter," said Sheriff Robert Harris. "However, it is important to approach these claims with caution and rationality. We urge residents to remain vigilant and report any suspicious activities promptly." The sightings have sparked a mixture of fear, curiosity, and skepticism among Fogg's residents. Some believe the Black-Eyed Children are supernatural entities or even extraterrestrial beings, while others dismiss them as an elaborate hoax or collective hallucination. Online forums and social media platforms have become hotbeds for discussions and debates, with locals sharing their encounters and theories. In response to the growing concerns, local paranormal experts and investigators have descended upon Fogg, hoping to shed light on the mystery surrounding the Black-Eyed Children. They plan to conduct thorough investigations, including interviews with witnesses and the use of specialized equipment to capture any potential evidence. As the sun sets over Fogg, Texas, residents remain on high alert, unsure of what each night might bring. The enigmatic presence of the Black-Eyed Children continues to haunt the town, leaving an indelible mark on the community's psyche. Only time will tell if these encounters are a passing phenomenon or a lasting presence that will forever alter the perception of this once quiet town. In an era dominated by streaming services and high-tech gadgets, a relic from the past has resurfaced, leaving tech-savvy enthusiasts scratching their heads. A VHS tape, yes, you heard that right, a VHS tape, has been discovered, and it appears to possess the incredible ability to predict the future of whoever dares to watch it. Dubbed the Fortune Tape by those brave enough to give it a whirl, this antiquated piece of technology has caused quite a stir among those seeking a glimpse into their destiny. It all started when the tape was accidentally stumbled upon in the dusty corner of a long-forgotten video rental store, prompting the curious store clerk to dust off the VCR and give it a play. At first, skepticism hung thick in the air as people gathered around to witness the archaic tape's powers, but to their amazement, as soon as the flickering screen burst to life, a voice boomed, "Prepare to see the future, folks." Soon, eager spectators lined up for their turn, anxiously awaiting their destiny. It didn't take long for rumors to spread like wildfire. Word had it that the tape predicted everything, from stock market crashes to the next viral dance craze. The tape even showed one individual discovering a long-lost twin in an unexpected twist. The tape quickly became the hottest commodity, with people exchanging jaw-dropping stories of their future exploits. A teenager claimed to have witnessed themselves as an accomplished concert pianist, despite their complete lack of musical talent. Another viewer claimed they saw themselves as a renowned chef, despite having previously burned toast on multiple occasions. However, not everyone was thrilled with their glimpses into the future. A self-proclaimed hypochondriac, after watching the tape, rushed to their doctor, convinced that they had contracted a rare disease. Alas, the doctor reassured them that their symptoms were merely a case of acute imagination. Naturally, controversy followed. Some skeptics claimed it was all a hoax, with whispers of a tech-savvy prankster behind the mystical tape. Others theorized it was the work of time-traveling aliens, using outdated technology to communicate with us mere mortals. Regardless of the tape's origin, one thing is certain: it has revolutionized the art of binge-watching. Gone are the days of aimlessly scrolling through streaming platforms. Now, people are lining up at thrift stores, desperately hunting for VCRs and musty VHS tapes, hoping to unravel the mysteries of their future. While the tape's predictive powers continue to baffle scientists and philosophers alike, it seems the world can't get enough of this nostalgic fortune-telling frenzy. Just remember, dear readers, if you happen to stumble upon a dusty VHS tape in your attic, make sure to grab some popcorn, sit back, and prepare to see your future unfold in glorious low resolution. Disclaimer: the author of this article takes no responsibility for any bizarre and unexpected futures witnessed after watching the mysterious VHS tape. Proceed with caution, and always consult a fortune cookie before making any life-altering decisions. Dear Strange Fog News listeners, we hope you've enjoyed immersing yourself in the captivating tales and peculiar wonders of Fog, Texas. As we continue to bring you the latest updates on the town's extraordinary occurrences, we rely on the support of our dedicated audience to keep this unusual journey going. Producing quality content and uncovering the mysteries of Fog requires resources and investment. That's why we kindly ask for your support through donations. Your contributions will enable us to delve deeper into the enigmatic stories, conduct thorough investigations, and shed light on the unexplainable phenomena that make Fog truly remarkable. If you find value in our reports and would like to contribute to the ongoing exploration of Fog's secrets, we invite you to consider making a donation. Your generosity, no matter the amount, will directly impact our ability to continue bringing you the weird and wonderful from this extraordinary town. To make a donation, please do so on this very itch.io page. We are incredibly grateful for your support in unraveling the mysteries of Fog, Texas. Thank you for being a part of this captivating journey, and together, let's keep embracing the strange. Now, back to the news. The mystical Fae community residing in a nearby forest has set up an enchanting church in the quaint town of Fog, Texas. Residents and visitors alike are captivated by the ethereal beauty and magical aura surrounding the establishment, which has quickly become a fascinating attraction. Nestled amidst the towering trees and lush greenery, the newly founded church, named the Grove of Serenity, is a testament to the vibrant and enduring folklore of the Fae. The Fae, often associated with mythical creatures of ancient tales, are believed to be magical beings residing in forests and other natural habitats. The church, crafted with meticulous attention to detail, showcases intricate architecture and whimsical elements inspired by the Fae's enchanting world. Delicate ivy-covered arches intertwine with luminescent fairy lights, casting a soft glow over the interior. Stained glass windows depict scenes of ethereal forests, glistening waterfalls, and playful woodland creatures, inviting a sense of wonder and serenity. The Grove of Serenity serves as a gathering place for both the Fae and the local community. The Fae, known for their deep connection with nature, have extended their invitation to Fog's residents, fostering an atmosphere of harmony and mutual understanding. Together, they aim to explore spiritual practices that celebrate the profound interconnectedness of nature and humanity. Reverend Willow Duskwing, a respected figure among the Fae community, has been appointed as the spiritual leader of the Grove of Serenity. Reverend Duskwing, known for her wisdom and benevolence, expresses her gratitude for the warm reception from the people of Fog, stating, "Our intention is to create a space where both humans and Fae can connect with nature, find solace, and cultivate a deep sense of reverence for the world around us." The church offers a range of activities and gatherings, including meditative forest walks, healing ceremonies, and storytelling sessions where both the Fae and Fog's residents can share their folklore and spiritual experiences. The community hopes to foster an atmosphere of inclusivity and respect, promoting harmony between the Fae and human realms. The news of the Grove of Serenity has already attracted the attention of nature enthusiasts and spiritual seekers from neighboring towns, who are eager to experience the enchantment firsthand. Visitors can expect to encounter a mystical ambiance where the boundary between reality and fantasy blurs, allowing for moments of tranquility and wonder. As the Grove of Serenity continues to inspire and unite the Fae and human communities, Fog, Texas, finds itself at the center of a remarkable fusion of myth and reality. This extraordinary collaboration between two realms is a testament to the enduring power of imagination and the deep yearning for spiritual connection in our modern world. For those seeking a touch of magic and a glimpse into the captivating realm of the Fae, a visit to the Grove of Serenity in Fog is an opportunity not to be missed. Our small town is grappling with allegations of a clandestine eldritch cult infiltrating its local government. Rumors have been circulating throughout the community, causing widespread concern and disbelief among residents. The town of Fog, known for its tight-knit community and tranquil atmosphere, has been shaken to its core as whispers of dark rituals and secret meetings echo through its streets. Local authorities have begun investigating the claims, though skepticism and uncertainty still prevail. The origins of these alarming allegations can be traced back to an anonymous letter received by a local news outlet. The sender, who identified themselves only as the Watcher, claimed to have evidence of an insidious plot brewing within the heart of Fog's government. The letter spoke of eldritch symbols, unnerving chants, and rituals performed under the cover of darkness. While authorities initially dismissed the letter as a hoax, the subsequent discovery of unusual occurrences has forced them to reconsider. Witnesses have come forward, sharing eerie tales of late-night meetings, odd behavior from government officials, and strange symbols etched into hidden corners of official buildings. Local resident and longtime Fog enthusiast, Sarah Collins, expressed her shock at the revelations. "I never would have believed it if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes," she said. "Something wicked is lurking beneath the surface, and it's terrifying to think it might involve our own leaders." As the investigation gains momentum, Fog's local government has vehemently denied any involvement in an eldritch cult or any illegal activities. Mayor Robert Thompson held a press conference yesterday, reassuring citizens that the allegations were baseless and designed to create panic within the community. "We take these allegations seriously, but I want to assure everyone that there is no truth to these absurd claims," Mayor Thompson stated. "We are committed to the well-being and safety of our residents, and we will cooperate fully with the ongoing investigation." The town's citizens remain divided, with some dismissing the allegations as nothing more than wild conspiracy theories, while others demand a thorough inquiry into the matter. With tension running high and trust eroding, Fog finds itself on the precipice of an existential crisis, grappling with the implications of an otherworldly presence lurking within its own government. As the investigation unfolds, many are anxiously awaiting concrete evidence to either confirm or debunk these unsettling allegations. Fog's tranquil facade has been shattered, leaving the community wondering if there is something truly nefarious festering in the heart of their local government. For now, Fog, Texas, remains caught in a web of uncertainty, with the truth of these eldritch claims yet to be revealed. The investigation continues, and the town braces itself for whatever revelations may lie ahead. A shroud of darkness has fallen over the otherwise peaceful town of Fog, as a mysterious and spine-chilling carnival has set up camp on the outskirts. Residents, baffled and unnerved by the arrival of this peculiar spectacle, are whispering rumors and sharing eerie tales of what lies within the confines of the enigmatic fairgrounds. The carnival, known simply as Nightmare's Edge, materialized overnight, seemingly out of thin air. Its appearance is an unsettling sight, with faded and weathered tents, cracked wooden carousels, and a towering Ferris wheel that creaks with every rotation. The air is thick with an otherworldly atmosphere, as if the boundaries between reality and the unknown have blurred. Fog's townsfolk, once accustomed to a tranquil existence, are now gripped by an unmistakable sense of trepidation. Children who once laughed and played freely in the streets now huddle indoors, their curiosity overshadowed by a growing fear. Even the bravest among them can't help but feel a shiver run down their spines as they catch glimpses of the peculiar characters that inhabit Nightmare's Edge. The carnival's cast of performers in attendance are a macabre sight to behold. Clowns with grotesque faces and twisted smiles roam the grounds, their eyes gleaming with an eerie intensity. An assortment of contortionists, Fire breathers and illusionists weave through the crowds, leaving a trail of unease in their wake. Visitors, daring enough to venture near, claim to have seen shadows flit across the moonlit paths, whispering ghostly secrets that send shivers down their spines. Local authorities have been inundated with inquiries from concerned citizens, but their attempts to investigate the origins and intentions of Nightmare's Edge have proven futile. The carnival's organizers remain enigmatic and elusive, leaving behind only cryptic hints and eerie messages scrawled on weathered posters and tattered flyers. Rumors and speculation have begun to spread like wildfire. Some believe that the carnival is a gateway to a parallel dimension, where nightmares come to life. Others insist that it serves as a gathering place for supernatural beings, luring unsuspecting souls into its clutches. Whatever the truth may be, the enigma surrounding Nightmare's Edge continues to deepen, and the town of Fog finds itself caught in a twisted dance with the unknown. As the sun sets on Fog, Texas, its residents remain on edge, bracing themselves for the mysteries that will unfold under the cover of darkness. Will Nightmare's Edge prove to be a place of dread and terror, or will it offer a once-in-a-lifetime experience that defies explanation? Only time will tell, as the carnival's sinister secrets unravel and the brave few decide to step into the abyss of the mysterious and creepy world that has taken hold of their town. In a move that has left both locals and cryptid enthusiasts baffled, the Fog, Texas Zoo has taken a giant leap into the realm of the mysterious by adding a chupacabra to its ever-growing collection of creatures. While some skeptics believe it's a risky endeavor, the zoo's management insists that this mischievous addition will bring a whole new level of excitement to their humble establishment. Dubbed Chupa the Chupacabra, this legendary creature has been making headlines and sparking curiosity for years, with its mythical origins and elusive nature. Many residents had previously dismissed chupacabras as mere legends or tall tales, but the Fog, Texas Zoo is here to prove them wrong. With the addition of Chupa, they hope to provide an educational and, of course, wildly entertaining experience for their visitors. We had the chance to speak with the zoo's director, Dr. Amelia Zook, who shared some insights into this audacious decision. "We wanted to think outside the box and bring something truly unique to our zoo," Dr. Zook exclaimed, adjusting her safari hat. "Chupacabras are such intriguing creatures. Plus, we've always wanted to see how our goats would react when they meet their supposed nemesis." The zookeepers have gone to great lengths to ensure Chupa's comfort and safety, constructing a special enclosure that mirrors the creature's natural habitat. The habitat boasts a dense forest of plastic plants, a small cave filled with glittering fake gold coins, because, hey, chupacabras are known for their love of treasure, and a supply of nutritious goat blood. However, not everyone in the community is thrilled about the zoo's new addition. Local farmer Hank McAllister, who claims to have lost several chickens to chupacabra attacks in the past, expressed his concerns. "This is madness. Bringing a chupacabra into town is like inviting a Tasmanian devil to a china shop. Mark my words, chaos will ensue." While Hank's worries are understandable, the zoo staff insists that Chupa has been trained and is as harmless as a puppy. Visitors will have the opportunity to witness this captivating creature up close, as long as they refrain from tempting it with shiny objects or sneakily wearing capes. The grand opening of the Chupacabra exhibit is set for next week, with the entire town eagerly anticipating what promises to be a truly unforgettable event. So folks, grab your cameras, practice your best cryptid call, and get ready to embark on a wild adventure at the Fog, Texas Zoo, where legends come to life, and where goats keep a close eye on their blood supply. And that concludes another intriguing edition of Strange Fog News, where we've delved into the extraordinary happenings in the enigmatic town of Fog, Texas. From unexplained phenomena to eccentric characters, we've brought you the latest on the inexplicable and kept you on the edge of your seat. Remember to keep your eyes peeled and your curiosity alive, as Fog continues to captivate with its ever-unfolding secrets. Until next time, stay curious, stay peculiar, and keep exploring the enigmatic world of Fog, Texas. Goodbye for now, and may the strange be with you.